Welcome to Cultivate the Ordinary Podcast, curious conversations for the anxious, frustrated, and bored. I'm Travis.
And I'm Jesse. So often we're held captive by screens, schedules, and media that's mind-numbing and polarizing. This leaves us seeing dimly through a fog. We want to spark more imagination and a better awareness of God's presence in the everyday.
Join us on a fun journey of discovery and curiosity as we look at the ordinary through the lenses of joy, wonder, beauty, and hope. Welcome to the podcast today. Today is Jesse and I, just the two of us today. We've had guests on for the last, a couple months. It's been really fun.
Yeah, it has been so fun, but this is nice too.
And now it's just us today. So today we're going to talk about the topic of shiny eyes. What are shiny eyes? I wrote a book called Shiny Eyes, Seeing Better Through the Lenses of Joy, Tears, Beauty, and Hope. We have a newsletter that we kind of reference shiny eyes in, and then we have a retreat and Airbnb thing going in Tennessee that, you know, we kind of talk about like these, you know, perspectives, these lenses of shiny eyes, and kind of what does it look like as Christians to look out at the world with kind of renewed eyesight and fresh eyes. So that we're going to unpack some of that today. We're also going to talk about just some of the stuff we're up to. Jesse's really been awesome with kind of spearheading a newsletter that's been going out once a month on soul care. So that's, we'll kind of talk a little bit about that. And then back to our Shiny Eyes retreat in Tennessee and just kind of some of the happenings with that and what's going on there. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm really excited to have you unpack the different ways, the lenses that we want to try to cultivate as we look out at the world. The book Shiny Eyes has been an inspiration to so many people that, I just get messages and stuff from people just saying like, Travis is like, he's just such an eloquent writer. And like and I don't think that you think that you're all that great at it, but like you have a way of pulling concepts and things together to just spur people on with like this like creative energy, and It's just really fantastic. So we just want to take some time and share a little bit more about the whole idea of shiny eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I've always loved writing. I know I have a gift of writing, I've definitely written stuff through the years, whether it's been a blog or just letters, different things that, yeah, I always know I've really had an ability to touch people through writing. So, but yeah, it is lonely to write a book. You know, and often you don't hear feedback and what you're writing and how it's inspired people.
So where we've been so far here on the podcast, we've in the last, would you say 9 episodes about?
Something like that.
Since we've last been together, just you and me, we have had pastors and soul care leaders and people talking about their experiences of suffering and worship. We've had a poet on, somebody who does woodworking, and even somebody who really just has this gift of hospitality. And all of those have been so unique and fun and really different. But what ties them all together is this way we want to kind of on cultivate the ordinary, spur people on to see God's presence in the everyday, to see ways that they can just, you know, shine and use their gifts and take everyday moments and be connected to God and others.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the podcast has really been, it's been rolling for about three and a half months.
It's funny to think back, you and I, like, it was just after Christmas, and I think I've always kind of wanted to do a podcast, and it was just like, let's just do this, let's try it. I feel like out of the gates, I mean, we were as lost as an Amish guy in a Best Buy. That's lost, okay? And somehow,
we've
kind of found our way into just at least making something weekly that we're having fun with. So
Hopefully. And we get to invite some of the most amazing people into conversations with us, which just, we like that connection and drawing out stories and quotes and things like that. So,
yeah.
But how many downloads? Right now?
Well, I think that was something, again, we're not trying to be the biggest. We're never going to be probably a great big podcast. That's okay. No. We just want to be fun. We're, you know, not huge influencers by any means. So, but I think like it has been cool to see like within, I think the first 3 months there was over 1,000 downloads, which, you know, just for a little podcast homemade starting out, I think is really good. So,
and that just goes to show like people are sharing it with their friends and stuff. And, you know, we, like Travis said, we don't have an influence really. So this is just people we know sharing it with people we know for the most part, which is really cool and humbling.
And it's really fitting because the whole concept here is just the ordinary.
Yep.
We're just two ordinary people and wanting to have a lot of ordinary guests on that are.
That's right.
Yeah.
So jumping in, would you give us like, say elevator speech, like bird's eye view, what are shiny eyes? Like, how would you describe that to somebody?
Well, the quick sort of view of it is just that I was sometimes, you know, I referenced before how much I love quotes. I came across a quote one time by one of my favorite writers, and his line was just simply, "Do you have shining eyes?" And I think it just struck me, and I just sat with that, and I just was kind of like, wow, that's what a line. And the more I got to thinking about it, I was thinking, you know, just in this era of where so many of us are struggling with anxiety or just fear, we have, there's an inability among many to just be able to communicate on things. There's polarization. There's so many things. Just our world is just in disarray, you know, has been since the fall, but there's times where it just feels like, yeah, we're losing one another. We're losing our mooring, our grounding. We're losing sight of the trail. Where is God and all of this stuff? And I guess it just kind of came back to shining eyes. And what does it look like? You know, Jesus references the eye where he talks about the eyes, the lamp of the body. But it just, I guess, comes down to just this idea that as Christians, we should be looking at things differently in the world. We should see God's presence sometimes in the shadows, in places that other people may not see God at work. There should be at times, we don't want to minimize, you know, anxiety and fear and things like that. Those are true things that we all can battle, but also the sense of calmness in situations of because we know something different. We sense something different, God at work. And also just looking at other people around us, we can all think of people in our lives who in hard moments or times where we look at them and we just see their eyes kind of glow with, you know, sort of a confidence in just what God is doing, and that there's a peace there and there's a way to anchor us. So anyway, the idea is just looking at the different lenses in which we see the world and kind of recalibrating our eyesight, you know, into seeing through wonder and joy and beauty and hope, things like that. Right. So we'll unpack sort of a little bit more of that at the end here, of just kind of read some from the book on the introduction to that. So,
yeah. Well, and that's in many ways been the types of conversations that you and I have that connect us, is just deeper meaning, you know, seeing beyond things, like when we're really relaxed and just kind of inspired and dreaming about things, you know, ideas about getting a mountain view, getting a piece of property, starting groups where we can encourage people to see patterns of behavior and thought and, you know, and transform kind of the heart. You know, these are the types of conversations you and I have that have led to the newsletter and the desire to host retreats and host groups and things like that. Is just, it resonates with us. It resonates with other people. And, you know, there's not spaces for this type of stuff. I wish there was more within churches for this type of kind of open, curious, reflective, contemplative type thing. And it's in some churches there it is, but it's just not the norm. So,
well, there's a lot of, it's just the value of time. You know, what does it mean to be at a place where we can just have space and make space to sit in quiet, or you know, and just silence. So tell us about the newsletter.
Yeah. So I guess it was in December, maybe, we had gotten back from a retreat in Black Mountain with our friend Steve Smith and his wife Gwen and Kayleen, who was also on the podcast, Dirksen, and just a lot of stirrings in that retreat time between Travis and I, and got back and just said, like, I don't know where all this is going, but let's just start collecting people who we know are interested in this type of stuff and start putting out a monthly newsletter with soul care reflections. And, you know, we can kind of change the theme up every month, but it'd still be under this concept of shiny eyes. So we started with one that was just all about shiny eyes, and it had some reflections and things like that in it. And it's just been a joy to, like, continue to build on that, talking about marriage and talking about learning the language of the soul. I think coming up, we're going to do one just about beauty, only about beauty and the impact that that has on our soul. We've covered a lot of things, and we continue to want to pull together some of the podcast episodes and different ideas from the people we've learned from to put it all in one place. And I admit they are long. That has been something I'm well aware of. And the reality is I could cut them down and make them really, really short. But what I've heard from some people is they grab a cup of coffee and they sit down and they just, like, they use it as a, like, a devotion or something that they just return to, and that it really is a resource. And that the handful of people that have told me that have made me want to keep it, put the things in there that I think need to be in there. And if it ends up being long, that's okay.
Yeah. But I think, like, the content, there's a lot of content there, but I think what's meant though in that is it's not to just digest, like you'd read a book, and just because some of it is really reflective and it's soul care practices. So it's kind of immersive.
Right. Stuff, it's not meant to quickly consume some information. It's meant to, to use and reuse. But yeah, so that's it. We'll put a link in the show notes if you didn't know about that and you want to subscribe. It's just a click and you can subscribe to the newsletter.
You can spam all your relatives too and friends that sign them up too. And then we're gathering interest for retreats. Specifically kind of starting out marriage and then women's soul care, which I am not a part of, but that's something Jess leading up. So, yeah, so at our property in Tennessee, in Newport, Tennessee, we've got, it's a beautiful mountain view with in the foreground this rolling pasture with lots of cows. And I'm not going to lie, I mean, as stunning as the mountains are, I think that pasture is still in the show. A lot of times I'm out there where you find yourself just drawn to the simplicity, the quiet, the just watching the cows move on the hill. And then, you know, there's often birds circling and just you're out in this just beautiful. It's up on a hill, so it's a dramatic view. And it is the backdrop. It is just setting you up for contemplation and connecting with God and being stunned by the beauty.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about the pasture, but I mean, you have the, like, a near mountain face. It's English Mountain is right there in front of you, and then if you go to the top of the property and look out the back of the property, it's the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, so you have even bigger mountains that way. And did you mention the prayer trails?
No, I mean, I got lost in the pasture. What, there's other features to talk about, like what else is out there?
Well, I mean, I was no part of the trails. You and our sons and daughter have sweated and, like, gotten super dirty working on clearing paths through our 9 acres of woods and creating, walking trails. And, you know, eventually we want to put some, like, benches with prompts and things like that. So right now it's just a trail. But we'd like to work on a prayer guide to take with you out on the trail. That's a dream of ours to do this year.
You can stay in some things. What's out there? So we got
right. So when we say retreat, we have 3 units. One is a geodesic dome. So if you've never seen that or heard about that, you can Google it. But it's a half sphere, and It's got a giant bay window that looks out at the mountain. And that's our biggest unit. It's about 500 square feet, and it sleeps five adults comfortably. You know, could be, you know, two adults, four kids. You know, you could kind of mess with that a little bit. But then a little tiny house cabin, very rustic feeling looking, and that is going to sleep three to four. And then our tiny house container, so if you've never seen a container, they take shipping containers and turn them into houses. So this is a mini shipping container that sleeps three adults comfortably. And then in the center of all three of these units, we have a bathhouse, so to speak. It's like, it's just a facility where you have a full kitchen that's fully stocked, laundry, and then two full bathrooms and a half bath with just everything you need. We even have some books and some materials for soul care in there, games outside. You have areas for dining, you know, picnic tables, even a covered dining trailer, grill, fire pit, all the camping amenities. Chairs you need, so you don't even have to bring those. So it really is glamping, because the units do not have bathrooms or kitchens themselves, but they have mini fridges and like a little Keurig coffee maker. So,
but as you said, the centralized bathhouse is the showers and bathrooms. I mean, so that's there, and that's pulling them together. So the last thing I'd say about it is that we've kind of landed more on, instead of separating these units and kind of having, you know, multiple different stays at the same time of people out there, it's more, I think, just having the whole place.
Right.
And so then you'd have the whole place, and it's really ideal if you've got some family, another couple, some friends that you kind of maybe go in together on it, and then you've got this whole place out there together. So I think that's what really will make it magic out there with that. So yeah, like we'll have links to all this. Like,
right, links to book a retreat. You can book the whole place, or if you would like to talk about a topic or like a private retreat for you and a handful of people, we could even craft something that is focused around marriage or soul care, or, you know, some of the things that we have been trained in. So,
and did you mention like open. The idea of like a self guided retreat where like, it, you know, it may just be you or your family or you and, you know,
well, leadership. That's available. Anyone who wants to stay out there, you know, we're going to have a couple of books with recommended, like a retreat schedule if you're doing it yourself, like self-guided. Our good friend Steve Smith and Peter Ivey wrote a book called Solo. So that's a great resource. And then I've recently come across another one too, that we're just going to have these things at in the bathhouse, so that when somebody comes out there with the intention for silence and solitude and retreat, they can kind of look through some of the stuff and decide how they want to spend their time. But eventually we may have like PDFs and things like that for people that are shiny eyes focused. But you can also, anybody can follow our Facebook page for Shiny Eyes Retreat, which that's what it is at Shiny Eyes Retreat. And there's tons of pictures and videos and things like that that we've added to really show people what it's like out there. So check that out. But yeah, all this creating together, it's been really fun. Not always, right, though?
not always.
Yeah, a lot of people joke with us. They're like, I don't understand how you can work on all these things with your spouse. Like, I could never do that.
And I laugh because I think, you know, nor can we at times. And I feel like sometimes it's just we're leaning into the storm. And the storm can batter us.
It's
a challenge. It is. So we have a lot of life and energy and passion doing this. And there's times where it's been, you know, like we really struggle. So we're real about like, it's not always easy to creatively have ideas. And what do you want to, you know, and, or if you're fighting outside of this or when you're making something, then of course, how are you going to, let's sit down and do a podcast.
Right. Yeah. So occasionally our episodes may not come out on Tuesdays because we're just not feeling it. So we have learned, though, that the pause, regulate, then return to our collaboration is so needed, because if we misunderstand each other or we're like trying to work out the details of something we're trying to do and like just are in frustration. It just with our two more emotionally reactive personalities, it's like we have to step away.
Yeah. And I mean, I hope that we can always just, we're going to be real. Like we're doing all this soul care stuff. We're doing, you know, you do relational coaching and that kind of stuff, but we're under construction and we always will be. And we're fellow journeyers with you guys. You know, we're broken. We're struggling with marriage at times. We're enjoying the beauty and wonder of it. And yeah, so.
Yeah. And it really is so much fun to work with you. As long as we remember that.
as long as
we remember, to use those skills.
Here's the asterisk. It's great to work with, but asterisk. Okay.
So what we're doing next is we're jumping into the true essence of what is Shiny Eyes. And so I think we're going to take a few moments and just read the introduction of Travis's book.
Yeah, and so this isn't even to sell the book. It's just, you know, some people don't read, or you just, you know, maybe you're not going to pick this up. I think reading the intro really serves as it really defines what I think we think of when we think of what are shiny eyes, and hopefully just outside of that, like you find something inspiring or thought-provoking in these words. So we're both going to just take turns reading the introduction. So I'll start us off. Charles Piaget was a French writer who said, "We must always tell what we see. Above all, and this is more difficult, we must always see what we see." This is a book about our eyes. Our eyes have lots to tell us about ourselves. They've been telling things about us to those around us our entire lives. Every day and in every waking moment, between blinks, our eyes show and tell the world something of our interior selves. Who we are and what we think and believe. Our eyes also tell others what we think about them. We can give someone dignity, hope, and confidence simply by how we gaze at them. We can also rob these same things with our gaze. Eyes have enormous power. It's why we love eyes and the deep mysteries they hold. We also love how they look. They are a focal point of beauty for the human body. Since the dawn of creation, we've accessorized eyes to make them more attractive, styled, or fashioned to accentuate them, written songs about them, and commonly told stories of being mesmerized by the bright eyes of a lover. I'll never forget the first time I looked at my wife's sparkling eyes, smitten quick. Our eyes are intricate and complex lenses to which we comprehend things and see out across the world. They are windows into our hearts, looking glasses into our very souls. Jesus said, "The eye is the lamp of the body." So, if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Matthew 6:22. We can fool ourselves and others easily with our words. Our eyes, not as easily. Thank God for mirrors. Marcel Proust once said, "The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes." This helpful insight is the thrust for getting the rest of the book off the ground. My attempt at weaving in lots of quotes in the pages to come isn't just to help chart the navigational territory of Shiny Eyes, but to let the quotes of some great writers and thinkers explode like colorful fireworks in the sky of your mind. As they do, I hope your eyes will reflect their sparkles as you read, stretch your imagination, encourage you, and challenge you, opening your eyes and mind to see deeper, more fully, and in some cases, differently. When we have new eyes, familiar landscapes change. We are engulfed in newness without taking a step. The colors of the world take on rich and vibrant hues. Ourselves, our neighbors, paths through the woods, blades of grass, grocery stores, our jobs, often told narratives, and all the good and bad circumstances orbiting our lives become new places of learning and discovery.
So for the Christian, however, it doesn't seem simply end in discovery and seeing old and plain things new or differently. It changes our very gaze, the things we choose to look at and why. Timothy Radcliffe said, "Indeed, the blank stare is safe, the eyes that give no acknowledgement, but we should embody Christ's eyes, which are peeled." What a thing to ponder. Blank stares are safe because we don't have to focus on and risk the discovery of seeing people and things as they truly are or might be. We don't know where looking intently might take us or what it might mean for us as a response. Sometimes we don't really even want to see, which is why many of us prefer staring blankly instead of looking intently. Blank stares allow us to see just enough of things to still think we have the answers, enough to make judgments, to be right, and to be safely in control of how we engage people and things. Blank stares are the illusion of really seeing. Blank stares lead to yawning faces, kitschy art, cliches and stereotypes, flimsy commentary, bad advice, wrong interpretations of things in the world, and an over-reliance on things like politics and cable news for hope and truth. Blank stares distract us from really, truthfully, and fully seeing God, each other, and ourselves. Peeled eyes are eyes that are free from the cloudy film of dullness, lifelessness, and distraction. Peeled eyes are kaleidoscope eyes, wide awake with shifting wonder and awe, looking in sometimes dimly lit places at the not always obvious spaces to see where God is at work. They are eyes that watch the world carefully, intently, and expectantly, even looking at incongruent things, knowing that distance, if you're interested, leads to discovery. Peeled eyes are eyes that sometimes see more clearly through joyful and sad tears. They compassionately look at others with eyes that do not devour each other and the world. They are eyes that sparkle and see beauty and possibility in things others take for granted. My hope, if even in a very timid way, my writing in this book can help spur us all into not only seeing with new eyes, but seeing with a new gaze. Not staring blankly as we once did, but being more present and alive than we have ever been. In our eyes and with our lives, this involves learning to listen to our eyes and seeing with a new gaze. We need shiny eyes. Shiny, unlike most eyes. In our world that is full of dullness, lifelessness, or fear-filled, rage-filled, and despair-filled. Of course, some of these other emotional variances in our eyes are absolutely part of the human experience and certainly are not always wrong or bad, but they shouldn't be the default settings of our eyes. But for many people, sadly, including many Christians, these are the default settings. Dull eyes betray our very DNA as sons and daughters of God. We, of all people, should see differently as we look out at the world. Julian Carrion says, "Those who receive the grace of the encounter with Christ, the gratuitous, unmerited gift that does not depend on how good we are and welcome it, begin living with His presence in their eyes, in every fiber of their being, and it shapes the way they look at reality."
Shiny eyes are eyes regularly wide awake with awe and sparkling with joy. They regularly see through glassy tears. Tears often have a way of us helping see God, ourselves, and others more clearly. Shiny eyes have a keen awareness for God's beauty in the broken world, and we become adept at seeing the world through the lens of beauty. Beauty is seen and felt not just in the gifts of God's creation around us, but in the ways in which He's also at work in the world and in our lives. Shiny eyes glow warm and content through the lens of hope as they continually practice redirecting their gaze onto God. They catch a stare and stare back. Perhaps the greatest insight into the how and why of our need for gaining new eyes is found in the most spectacular eye-opening event in all of history, the resurrection of Jesus. Timothy Radcliffe reminds us that Jesus' resurrection itself was revealed, and so it invites us to cleanse our eyes of rivalry and competition so that we may recognize not just Jesus, but each other and ourselves for the first time. Put more acutely, French writer Simone Weil said, "History is a tissue of base and cruel acts in the midst of which a few drops of purity sparkle at long intervals." Maybe the few drops of purity that sparkle now and in ages to come start with us asking God for His holy eye drops. So that's the introduction, and actually the final part of this, which I will close now as a prayer for us all, is this prayer. God, our Father, grant us today and all our days the gift of your holy eye drops. Jesus, we ask humbly that you fill an eyedropper with your living water. Splash our faces with it, cleanse and remake our eyes so we see the world more like you see it. Help us risk seeing ourselves more clearly and more honestly. Help us see others like you see them. Help us see beauty much more often and in places we never have before. And help us see hope, even in shadowy and scary places. Help us see within our pain and confusion just how near you are. Turn our seeing into feeling, knowing, and dancing. May our new eyes lead us to new discoveries and guide us to new destinations. May our eyes sparkle often with a vibrant joy. Redirect our gaze continually back onto you again and again, for we are short-sighted and distracted toddlers playing in drab rooms with cheap toys that never satisfy. May we see you better and more clearly, and may we, for the first time, truly see.
Mm-hmm. I love it so much. Yeah, and when you kind of describe the experiences of the four eyes in that introduction, but what I love is the very simplicity of, like, joy means having sparkling eyes, and mm-hmm. you unpack that in one chapter, and then tears are misty eyes, mm-hmm. and you unpack that, and why tears and sadness and allowing those emotions are so beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and then beauty, stained glass eyes, mm-hmm. that, you know, allowing room for beauty. I mean, we're gonna do a lot on that in the next
right.
couple of weeks,
yeah.
but, and then hope.
Yeah.
Remind me, what is the hope?
Hope
eyes.
Hope eyes. Boy, I got to look at the book myself. Hope eyes. Talk about fiery eyes. And I think
right.
was using the image of sitting around a bonfire, mm-hmm. and that glow, kind of Jesus kind of being symbolic of the fire. And as you sit around the warmth and glow, there's a mm-hmm. there's kind of a fire of confidence and
right.
and just peace inside.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So fantastic. We just gave people an overview of the base of a lot of what we want to do with Shiny Eyes and mm-hmm. cultivate the ordinary. So check out the show notes. We will have those links for, again, if you want to subscribe for the newsletter, if you want to book a retreat at Shiny Eyes or check out our Facebook page. If you'd like to get the book, Shiny Eyes, we'll have a link for that as well. You have anything else?
No, I'm just, yeah. It's fun to do this episode together, come back and talk some about Shiny Eyes and all that's going on. We're so just grateful for those that are, you know, just supporting us and just, you know, being excited with us and all this stuff and that who we're learning from as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it.
All right. See you later.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you found something helpful, hopeful, or thought-provoking. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to any resources mentioned in the podcast. And we also have links in the notes for our own resources to check out. We would really love to hear from you. And we're also really grateful for your support by sharing the podcast episodes with your friends and family and leaving a rating and review. May we all regain and maintain our wonder, hope, and inspiration as we look at our ordinary through new and fresh eyes.